A very good morning, BF 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Nida Dav Zayin, Nida 7a, pagination is 13. We'll start towards the bottom of the page, four lines up, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. The first Mishnah of the Masechta told us that there's a concept of date back of retroactive Tumah when a woman finds dam, she finds blood, and she's not sure exactly when it first came, when it came out of the uterus and was metame her. And we have some sort of date-back concern in the cases of kachim and teruma. Our Mishnah states, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Arba noshim dayan shaitan. There are four women, types of women, examples of women, that their time is sufficient, as in the words of Shammai, that we only deal with from here moving forward. And those four are Besula. Now, the word Besula would be virgin, and typically we understand that from relations with a man. We could get into technical definitions, but that would be the simple understanding. In this case, we're talking about Besulas Dam, virgin from seeing blood. She has not yet had her period. She is too young for that. And that's why it's Dayan Shaitan. From the time that she sees, if she indeed knows that it's from her body, we're not talking about a Kesem. We mentioned Kesem in an earlier daf, that Ksamim at that age are handled differently because she hasn't had her period yet. But if she indeed sees from herself, then it's only going to be Dayan Shaitan moving forward. We're not going to do date back in such a case. So again, Besula in this case, and we'll see it in the Mishnah coming up, means Besula from Dam. Never had that experience. The second and third are Meuberes Meinika, a pregnant woman and a nursing woman, having to do with the Vlad, having to do with the child, the fetus, the newborn. And that also is a reason that she would not be expected to see blood. And therefore, only from the time that she actually sees do we deal with it. But we don't have this concept of date back. Mu'uberes pregnancy, we readily understand. The body closes off and uses the uterine blood and lining in the focus of pregnancy, the different changes that occur. But she's not shedding blood according to normal expectations. And Meinika, as far as nursing goes, so also she's considered a misulekes damim, not expected to have her period. And we even have an expression, dam nechar v'na'aseh cholov, that the energy that would be in the uterine wall to produce that blood is instead focused on producing milk. And you're not going to have the two at the same time in a perfect, totally healthy system, and that's not considered expected. In our time, we do have such things, but many consider that more of a dysfunction, an ailment, a non-expectation, and it plays itself out in a variety of ways. But the first 2 years were expected that she would not become pregnant, would not have her normal period, etc. We'll see two views in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, but just to jump ahead of ourselves, there is another opinion of Nizdaza Ivareha. Her body went through childbirth, the trauma of childbirth, and the body is supposed to be systemized not to become pregnant and therefore not to create the uterine wall of blood and shed it according to the period. So again, so far we have the first three. Besula, she's too young. Meuberes meinika has to do with the child. Uzikena, or she's too old to be expecting her period. All of these cases, four cases, are dayon shaiton. They're easy to remember. Too young, too old, or having to do with the child, either before or after the birth. Amar Rabbi Yeshua says, Ani lo shamati ela besula. I only heard the case of besula, underage. That's all I have a tradition on from my teachers. Ela halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. But the halacha does follow Rabbi Eliezer, who says there are actually four. Eze besula, what's the case of besula that we're discussing? Kol shelo ro'as adam miyameha. She never saw blood yet. Af al pi shenesua. It could be she's married. It could be that she's having relations with her husband, but she hasn't had her period yet. Just as an aside, this, of course, looks to us as odd in our culture. That would be statutory rape. It's underage. And we do have the understanding that emotional maturity for what was needed for their relationships was actually different. People lived shorter generally, the average person, and they did indeed get married in many cases before Bar Bat Mitzvah. Fascinating, different discussion, but that's what's described over here, whether it was common or not common, but the case exists that she could be married, having relations, and still be underage as far as the period goes. Meuberes, pregnant, that's Misheivada Ubara. Once she knows that she's pregnant, once it is known that she's pregnant, it's noticeable that she's pregnant. And the simple understanding is 3 months is hukar ubara, is 3 months into the pregnancy is when it's noticeable. We have to take a step back and consider what would happen if we would know about the pregnancy earlier than that, such as with a pregnancy test, what ramifications would that have? Now, in our time, we're not dealing with kachim and truma that has date back retroactive tuma anyway. But what we do deal with is whether or not we expect the period to occur in her current status. And a significant ramification is if she does not have a regular period, 31 days, 28 days, whatever it is, vest kavua, then we would give her a vest known as the ona beinonis, the median vest, but we only do that if a woman is expected to see, she just doesn't know which day, so we give her a day so that in her mind, she knows that her current status of tahora will be expected to change at some point, not just forever expecting to keep her status. And that concept of ono beninus is only assigned if the woman is expected to see. But if she's in one of these categories, we don't do that. Ramification basically is that she would do a check on the ona, which we have designated anticipating the period. And simple understanding is it just puts it on her radar screen, but intimacy would be forbidden during that ona that's assigned. So the question over here was if a pregnancy test would indicate to us that she's pregnant and whatever ramifications that would have. In our time, not having ona beninus, perhaps, is up for discussion. Meinika, nursing woman, achetigmol espina, until she weans the child. Nosna bina lemeinika, if she gives the child to a nursemaid, gemolatu, omes. If she purposely weans the child early, or the child dies, rachmana litzlan. Reb Meir Ome Metama Me'es La'es, these are cases where she's no longer nursing, even though time-wise she could have been nursing. So Reb Meir says, you're out of this dispensation. She's no longer nursing, factually. V'chachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say, even though she's not nursing, Daya Shaita, she remains with this dispensation for 24 months. And that's the concept of Nisraskue Vareha. Her body has been shaken up by the birth and is not expected to resume its normal uterine function of the monthly period until after 24 months, even if she's not nursing. Ezo Zekena, the final of the four cases, is elderly, kol she'avru aleha shalosh onos, samach l'ziknosa. She has three cycles of the expected period that did not come, and it's at a time that she's considered older. Someone would call her Bubby, and it would be okay. She's old enough that this is reasonable to put it all together as a package to say that she's no longer seeing. And that also would be the case of Misulekes Damim with its ramifications. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.